Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
It's one of my absolute favorite shows of the entire year. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Unfortunately, though, everyone's angry. I mean, maybe a little holiday cheer is exactly what we can give. And when you think, who can inject some cheer into my life? I know a lot of you immediately start thinking about Ray Ratto. Ray, you do love bathing in fan anguish, and there's quite a bit of it today. Thanks to Aaron Judge's decision to return to the New York Yankees, we are going to examine this. We are going to detail the process. We are going to talk about what's bad about it, what's good about it, and that the overreaction machine is absolutely working overtime today. I understand why everyone's so disappointed. It feels a little like the San Francisco Giants have become the Buffalo Bills of free agency when you're going after a top-tier prize.
Well, it's either them or the Padres. And it's one of those two teams, because the Padres came hard at Judge at the end, didn't get him. They couldn't get Trey Turner, even though they came in hard at the end. And without knowing the truth of what their final offers were, it sounds to me like Turner and Judge had made their minds up a while earlier and just wanted to see what the market would offer. I mean, Judge, for his own, made $150 million by betting on himself. And some of that came as a result of other people bidding for him, because the Yankees only wanted to give him $220 million before the season started. Now it's $360 million.
I want to explain, and look, we got a lot to get into today. First of all, before we even get into it, let me invite everyone down to the Guardsman Tree Lot. The Guardsman is a charity that I've been involved with personally since 2011. We raise money for Bay Area at-risk youth, and our main fundraiser each and every year is this tree lot that happens at Fort Mason. We're in the Festival Pavilion. The tree lot is open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you're invited to come on down for literally all of your holiday needs. I mean, including just tiring out the kids. We have bouncy houses. We have fire trucks for them to climb over. And of course, we have what I think is one of the best selections of trees anywhere in the state of California, certainly here in the Bay Area. You can come on in and enjoy a man on a forklift. We have a lot of men on forklifts here at the Guardsman Tree Lot. But look, I love this day. I love this show. But I understand the level of anger that a lot of Giants fans are having, because Ray, in a way, this is more than just not getting Aaron Judge. Today's anger has been building and building over the course of several off seasons here. And this started, you know, how far back would you like to go? Do you want to go to Stanton? Do you want to go to Harper? Do you want to go to Otani? Do you want to go to Soto, even though that really wasn't a free agent? That was a trade that they were never in, but they kind of sold the illusion. It was sold anyways that they were. Maybe the anger is an awful lot to do with, you know, just how the Dodgers seem to be able to catch whomever they want to chase, and the Giants seem to be able to play that game of tag that actually has the player dressing in a clubhouse down at 24 Willie Mays Plaza. And look, the Padres are a rising power right now that's getting downright scary. This anger is all about a sequence of second, or maybe even, as you said, Ray, third place finishes in some instances. And look, fans are tired of walking around the car lot to only kick tires. And that's what it looks like the Giants have done for the top-tier free agents. But as I said yesterday, Aaron Judge or not, they needed to start doing something. They have started doing something. I think the Mitch Haniger signing is very good. Is it sexy? No. Is he selling 3,000 season tickets to interested fans on his own? Absolutely not. But that's an ownership problem. From a baseball standpoint, with Mitch Haniger, I think they've become a little bit of a better lineup. They're not done. And if you really think that they had $360 more million laying around that they're not spending on Aaron Judge, that can be allocated to places that can go on to make this a pretty satisfactory, if not downright good when it's all said and done, free agent period for the Giants. We are not done with free agency. We're at just the beginning still.
Yes, but the best trees are already gone.
That's right. Well, so Carlos Correa, he's still out there.
He's if they find that a shortstop is the thing they need the most, yeah, there's still options. But what they really need the most is starting pitching, and there isn't a ton of that left. You're going to have to significantly overpay for a bunch of guys who are fourth and fifth starters, because all the good third starters have gone. Jameson Taillon got $18 million.
Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, just there's a bunch of third starters who are getting prime money. I think the problem that the Giants have, though, is largely one of perception, in that they were never in on Stanton. Stanton didn't really want to come here. Harper didn't even listen to them. They said they were interested in Scherzer. Scherzer didn't want to play here. I mean, I think fans get over their skis quickly about, boy, who wouldn't want to play in San Francisco? Well, there are a bunch of guys who wouldn't want to play in San Francisco, apparently. You know, some of them want to live in Southern California. Some of them want to live back east. I mean, whatever it is that the Giants think they're selling, it's not moving the needle. And their only option is to overpay. And they haven't been willing to do that yet. Now, maybe Judge was never going to leave New York anyway. I mean, but the Giants will never know that, because the Yankees basically matched the offer and won.
Well, so, and I think that's another place of frustration for fans, because who matched whose offer, and if the Giants really thought that matching the Yankees' best offer was enough to get it done, that's a miscalculation. I did think that they had to be north of the Yankees' offer, and from just the rumors, unconfirmed rumors, apparently the team that was willing to go up north of the Yankees' offer was the Padres in the 11th hour.
Yeah, and even at that, he still chose the Yankees in the end. And between that and the Trey Turner deal, in which he left about $40 million on the table, I think we are reaching a point with a certain level of player where the difference between 300 and 340 is for them negligible. Because then they start factoring in, well, where are the other ways that I can, you know, keep more of the money I'm making? And I think, you know, Turner was a classic example of a guy, I want to go home. My wife lives in New Jersey. You know, I don't want to mess with California anymore. I'm done with that bi-coastal life. I think Judge clearly, you know, even after they apparently said that they were not guaranteeing that the Yankees would have the last chance to match anything, it was pretty clear that they did. So it sounds to me like Judge was going to make the Yankees say no to them. And the Yankees ultimately didn't. Which means that the Giants were in some ways a stalking horse and nothing more. So maybe it's about fans thinking, hey, we're in on all these guys, when in fact, technically they are, but in reality they're not.
It's an illusion that the Giants did nothing to dispel. It's an illusion that became even more painful when you saw the John Heyman blunder yesterday seen around Twitter that goes
down. It's not a blunder yet. They could still get Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is out there, and that is a very important message as we try to provide you some hope and holiday cheer from the Guardsman Tree Lot today. Let me tell everyone how today's show is going to work. We have 2 hours to basically talk with you. Unless we're talking with Brandon Ayuk, we're going to go inside the 49ers locker room to say hello to Brandon Ayuk at 4:15. Outside of that, we've got open lines, 888-957-9570. I know that there are a lot of frustrated Giants fans. We are here to talk to you about those frustrations. I'm sure some of them will be well-placed and legitimate. And I know just from being online today how many of the frustrations are misplaced and, in a way, illegitimate. And if there's one thing that I hope you understand for having either listened to this show starting this week, last year, several years ago, whenever you started listening to either myself or Ray, we're not homers. We're not giant homers. If there was something to burn down, we'd be the first to do it. Speaking of Aaron Judge, we would be the first to burn it down. This is not a burn it all down, incompetent, disappointing is the only way to describe this franchise. I saw people framing this team as a bunch of losers. I can tell you, this team hasn't had a losing season in the last 2 years. And in that same time frame, this team also gave you the biggest win total in 140 years of Giants baseball. We're not making excuses. But we're going to make sure everyone is operating from a place of reality. Was Aaron Judge ever going to really be a Giant? If you really are looking for someone to be mad at, a little Giants fans, maybe that line should actually start at Aaron Judge. Did he use the Giants? You know, use in the word air quotes. In business, they call using negotiating. So he maybe did. Is that an overall perception, though, among teams and agents? And if that is the case, maybe that does become a little bit of a problem. We got a lot to get into today. 888-957-9570. We have open lines. We have Brandon Ayuk at 4:15. We've got Warriors Live beginning around 5 o'clock. And we got Warriors basketball tonight in Utah. Not a lot of star power is going to be on the court for the Golden State Warriors. But really, their stars are not what we're worried about. It's everyone else. So plenty of minutes for everyone else tonight as they try to all figure out how they fit into this team's plans. And we got a lot for you today and an awful lot of baseball talk coming up. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. It is good to be back at the Guardsman Tree Lot at the Festival Pavilion. You can come on by. We are open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., I believe, all the way until December 16th. If you're looking for everything you could need in the holiday cheer category. From trees to bells to baubles to whistles to everything you could possibly need, we've got it for you. And by the way, we got plenty for you from the station at the merch store. 957thegame.com is where you go to check all that out. Damon and Ratto live from the Guardsman Tree Lot here on 957 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Now back to Damon and Ratto from the Guardsman Tree Lot at Fort Mason on 95.7 The Game.
It is really good to be with you. We are at the Guardsman Tree Lot down at Fort Mason, the Festival Pavilion. Damon and Ratto, our annual trip down here. Ray, sooner enough, sooner than later, we're going to make you an honorary Guardsman. And all you'll have to do to pay off that honor is come down here and unload a tractor trailer of like 400 Christmas trees one day. It's not a big ask.
Oh, I think you can probably expect to attend my funeral before that happens.
And well, the convenient thing is we can then take what I'm assuming would be a lifeless body after that much physical effort. We can just dump you right in the bay. It's right out the window, you know, so.
Or just attach branches to me and sell me to some, you know, unfortunate lunatic from Colma.
Who wouldn't want to bring Ray home for the holidays, let's be honest?
Well, in all honesty, my wife would not like to bring
it. Well, whatever you need to bring home for the holidays, we certainly have it for you down here. Every penny you spend at the Guardsman Tree Lot goes on to help Bay Area at-risk youth. That is an incredibly large umbrella that way too many kids stand underneath. So come on down, spread a little cheer, bring a little home for yourself, and do some good along the way. We'd really appreciate that. The San Francisco Giants clearly did not spread the amount of cheer that would have been spread had they gone out and signed Aaron Judge. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't have spent the money, Ray, because honestly they should have. I mean, they've got it to spend. Charles Johnson is a billionaire of the first degree. He could buy 10 Aaron Judges and not even come close to running out of money. And that's, I think, the very frustrating thing. You know, however, if I can borrow from Monte Ellis In the back of Aaron Judge's mind, it might have been very simply, I'm always going to be a Yankees. You know, I mean, really. You know, he might not have done anything more than just sort of use the Giants to drive up a price, which, you know, is significant. A 9-year, $360 million contract. It is the largest free agent signing in the history of Major League Baseball. I'm sure you've even seen the breakdown, like to the minute. Aaron Judge is going to be making nearly $770,000 per week. Ray, it's good work if you can find it. $110,000 per day for Aaron Judge. $4,600 per hour, or $76 per minute, every minute, over the next 9 years.
Well, he's earned it. And the truth is, in sports, when you reach a certain level, money really is no object. Because, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is making $45 million a year. Stephen Curry is making over $50. So this is just Aaron Judge being in that ballpark for a change. And people just sort of have to get used to the fact that when you reach that status, you get paid that much. And the fact that teams are willing to pay it means they're still making it on the back end.
If fans are indeed... Oh, look, every single one of these teams is making money hand over fist because winning is no longer part and parcel of the most amount of money that you're going to make.
No. I mean, the fact is the Dodgers have won one World Series since 1989, and they make more money than any other team. And they've been making more money than any other team for almost every one of those years. It's about, do you control your own stadium? Do you control the land around your own stadium? What's your local media deal? There's 100 different ways to make money that have nothing to do with wins and losses. And that's just a fact. I mean, the Warriors are not worth $7 billion because they have four rings. They're worth $7 billion because they have their own arena and their own ways to make money around that arena.
Well, and so do the San Francisco Giants, and they're going to have more avenues of money coming in when, you know,
when Charlie Johnson can stop giving money to Herschel Walker.
Well, that would be nice. And by the way, great investment there, Chuck.
Yeah, he's had a bad week.
He really has. Good. In that regard, fantastic, if you don't mind me even saying.
See? Giants fans have something to look forward to already.
If you really want someone, I think, to be the most angry with, though, and a lot of people want to start the line at Farhan. And look, Farhan is a lot of things to a lot of people, and we'll explain what some of those things are real, some of those things are perception. This was Aaron Judge's decision. I mean, to say that he used the Giants and the Padres at the last minute were a cherry on top, but this was all his choice. You know, mature people are going to file it under It's Just Business. The Giants, and, you know, we know that they don't offer winning big right away for Aaron Judge. So, you know, he absolutely played up the my hometown, my childhood dream angle, or anytime anyone wanted to go with that angle, he did nothing to mute it. That's for sure.
And he'd have been a fool to do so.
Exactly. Look, jobs in sports and jobs in the real world essentially meet in only one intersection. If you want to make more money next year, I don't care where you work. This is a universal truth. If you want to make more money next year, have someone offer you a different job for next year. It's just that simple. If you want to make more money, get a competing offer in the room. Then you're going to find out what you're either worth based on the new offer or what your existing company is going to turn around and hand to you. A second bidder has always been the best way to make more money for everyone. And in Aaron Judge's case, it certainly didn't hurt that he won the MVP and hit 62 home runs along the way.
Yeah, well, that's how you get the competing offer. I mean, Kirk Cousins was the highest paid quarterback in football for a while because the market said he was, not because he was the best quarterback. It's about how badly do you want me and how badly does somebody else want me? That's how you jack up a price. And he played it, he and his agent played it great, and the Vikings, you know, paid through the nose for him. Whether they're happy about what they've paid, that's up to them. But that's how it's done. You're absolutely right. It's give me two offers. and give me two interested buyers, and the sky's the limit.
Especially if in the 11th hour you can also sprinkle in a third on top, which looked like San Diego absolutely signed up to, you know, take a legitimate shot, be a patsy. And look, we got a list. I got a couple of lists here. Why not signing Aaron Judge is bad, and why not signing Aaron Judge is actually good. We're going to get to both lists in just a second. But first, Austin is in Napa. Austin, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hello.
Hello. Thanks a lot, guys, for taking my call. I just have three quick points and questions. The first one is, do you really think that Aaron Judge, adding to the Giants would match the Padres and the Padres and the Dodgers competitively regardless? Or if this is mainly a fan engagement attempt, enthusiasm attempt to get butts in the seats? You know, a lot of folks have likened this to the Pujols contract Angels signed, and would love your thoughts. And secondly, respectively, Ray, you were saying that there's really only B-plus level prospects for starting pitchers. I'm just curious what you guys think about Rodon as a viable, option to come back now that we have a little money left over. And then the final thing is, I'd really like to applaud you, Damon, on your work with the Guardsmen. And I'd encourage you to pitch and, a donation opportunity for folks that can't make it down to the Christmas tree lot. You've done great work with this charity. I've done a lot of work from Napa Valley with the annual wine festival, which is coming up on March 11th of this year. I would encourage your listeners to go and support. And it's just one of the best tastings of Napa Valley wine annually. And just really appreciate your guys' insight. And thanks a million for taking my call.
I appreciate you, Austin. Thank you very much. And anyone who can make it down here, guardsmen.org is the website. And if you'd like to make a donation, it would be greatly, greatly appreciated, and it would be put to very good use. To get back to what you originally called about there, Austin, let's just start with what Aaron Judge does alone in the lineup for the San Francisco Giants. I don't think there's... You can't downplay his impact in a lineup, but other teams would probably go ahead and do it for you. It wouldn't be the ballpark suppressing his production. It would be a cavalcade of intentional walks, unless, of course, he had Big Mick Chaniger behind him, which would have happened, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact is he can only play one position and bat only one time through the order, no matter what, unless they're going to change the rules. He was going to make the most sense for the Giants if it was part of a bigger strategy. And the fact that they didn't get him indicates that they have money to reallocate, but do they have people who are interested in coming out here? Because I think that's part of the problem here. Carlos Rodon, is the pitcher who the caller was referring to earlier, but apparently he wants a seventh year and nobody's willing to go there yet. But somebody will, because somebody needs that left-handed arm. It's still not time for that particular apple to get plucked. But it's going to happen. It just, the Giants will have to be willing to not only overpay, but overstay. And that's the thing that scares most general managers about pitching, is they don't want to do what the Rangers did with Jacob DeGrom. More people seem to like the Verlander deal for the Mets because it's only 2 years for a guy who never breaks down. And so that's really that's where the arguments are. It's not about how much money you get in aggregate. It's about how many years you are committed to a guy. And the Judge contract, to the extent that people think it's too much, is more about how long he's going to get paid than it is how much he's going to get paid.
He has a 9-year deal. He's 31 years old. His next big injury would be the third of his career. I mean, he has been shelved a couple of times for a handful of games. I mean, a handful of weeks at a time in both instances. So he's not a spring chicken. And look, it's one of those deals that is officially built to fail. How many teams in baseball can carry a bona fide built to fail contract? Pretty much the Yankees and the Dodgers, right? I mean, now anyone could do it because we all know there is no end to the ability to spend. But how many teams are willing to take that on?
The Padres now? I mean, look, they're eating a bad sandwich with Fernando Tatis. but that's largely through Tatis' own damage. The Phillies are willing to do it now. The Giants have shown an interest in doing it, but nobody who's interested in their brand of money. Are there other teams that would do it? We haven't seen that yet, but there are more teams this year than there were last year. I mean, the Phillies are now serious players when it comes to money. The Padres have been for a couple of years. The Dodgers actually are not this year, interestingly, because of the Trevor Bauer contract, which they were willing to go deep on. And now that's hanging on a, on an appeal. And if Bauer wins the appeal and gets his money, all of a sudden the Dodgers are out $100 million.
Yeah, they're going to swallow hard on that one.
Yeah, but if they win, they don't have to pay him a dime. So all their plans for this winter are hinged on that. But right now there are four teams. I mean, the Red Sox used to be one of those teams. They don't seem to be that now. The Nationals were one of those teams. They're certainly not that now. And teams are going to change from year to year with ownership situations changing. But the universal truths are the Yankees spend, the Dodgers spend, and over the last couple of years, the Phillies and the Padres.
So which way do you want to go? Do you want my list of why not signing Aaron Judge is bad for the Giants? Or do you want the list of why it's good for the Giants? Should we start?
Dealer's choice.
All right, let's start with the bad, because I know everyone's upset and everyone wants to stay a little angry because that's fun in sports. The reason why not signing Aaron Judge is bad for the Giants is because this fan base is craving a headliner in the everyday lineup. They really, truly are. They have been since, I mean, I don't even want to say Buster Posey left, because Buster, even though he was a star for the Giants, he did not hold this gravitas over Major League Baseball, where he was being talked about an awful lot in other markets. Aaron Judge comes with a level of star power rarely afforded to Major League Baseball players in modern media. I mean, think about the amount of baseball players that are either household names or recognizable on face alone. There aren't a lot. Aaron Judge is an above-the-marquee star. They missed out on that. Is it going to hurt the baseball product? Yeah. Do they have a lot more problems than Aaron Judge could just solve? Yes, they do. But he's a legitimate at-bat, no matter where he is. And then beyond that, he's box office. He's gate. By not signing Aaron Judge, the Giants not only hurt their own lineup, they hurt their own pocketbooks, I think, in the long run, unless they can go ahead and through the rest of free agency and the choices that are still out there, cobble together a very good team and a winner still. But we'll get to that with the not signing Aaron Judge is good category. We're sticking with the bad. Ray, perception becomes reality. And the history of being left now at the altar of free agency, it feels like it's real. Like, this isn't just an angry fan base a couple of years in a row. There is a trend here, which I do think should concern Farhan himself and those who cut Farhan's paychecks. Can this guy really walk into a room and close a deal? I don't know. Well, how about this? There's no evidence that he has at the highest end of the dealer's table.
But here's
there is no dealer's table. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Here's where I get off the train. There is, I don't think they get left at the altar as much as they get invited into the church to sit in the front row, but they don't get to the altar. It doesn't seem like Judge was inclined to go with the Giants, unless the Giants were willing to go over $400 million minimum. And even then, it might not have worked because the Padres might have been doing that, and he said no to them. So I'm not sure that the Giants are always the second-place team. I think they are a nice front for agents who are looking for, you know, leverage. But I'm not convinced that they're in as many of these deals as fans think they are.
So that brings me to my final point. I'm going to cut the line because you're basically That's bringing fine. Up that I bet that no, you didn't know what the line
no,
looked
no,
like.
No, 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 it's fine. I'm fine.
You're doing great. Keep
Thanks.
It up. Keep it up.
I can't leave early?
No. I don't think now it's unreasonable to say that agents really look at the Giants not as a real option, but more like a second bidder at an auction that is going to drive up the price of that auction item. You know, I've been involved in enough auctions to want to I've been involved in enough auctions to know what items are going to have no trouble moving and what items might need a fugazi second bidder somewhere in the room just to drive up price and interest just a little. That's a reputation nobody wants. That's a reputation no team wants. And it might now be the Giants' reputation, not even necessarily among players, but among player agents. And that's a tough place to be operating from.
It is, but it's not a place where you can turn it down. Because if the Giants aren't that, then they're not in the bidding at all. And that's a hard, much harder sell than, hey, we chased hard. If they say, no, we're tired of being used, so we're not going to get involved there. You can't go to the fan base with that. That's a far worse message than, hey, we chased it, but we weren't there at the end.
The Giants, another thing why this is bad is because it feels like the Giants, how about this? I don't know if the Giants necessarily went out of their way to talk up a big game about we're about to sign Aaron Judge, but they did nothing to dispel the notion that they were going to make this their top priority. So, hook or crook, it feels like this is what they told every Giant fan to get excited about, and then they didn't deliver. The final thing of why not signing Aaron Judge is bad for the Giants, their perception, their ticket sales, and all that is, look, I don't often agree with the drunk guy at Monahan's.
You're often the drunk guy at Monahan's.
I was until the damn pooping alarm clocks were born, and now I'm at Monahan's much less than I used to be. But I'd love to. I love my drunk guy at Monahan's days. I really, really do. There is always a drunk guy at Monahan's who is screaming, eventually you got to win one of these damn things. Like, I don't care how you get it done. Just get it done. Sometimes a drunk guy's right. Sometimes a drunk guy in the corner of Monahan's is right. And you just have to make it hurt to just get it done. You know, I understand that Aaron Judge's money up to other players sounds like a good and healthy way to allocate funds. You could have also just gotten the damn deal done for Aaron Judge, and that would have made people probably more happy than a well-robust, well-rounded free agent class even would have, because fans are nuts. And sometimes you do have to appeal to the fans that are nuts. That's the difference between your attendance topping out at 22,000 or selling out the building.
But here's the problem with that, at least in the Judge case. It seems, from all the anecdotal evidence, that Judge was going back to the Yankees for one last go. And they were going to go back with, here's what the Giants are offering, which is more than you guys offered. Are you still interested? And the Yankees were, which means that the Giants actually were a stalking horse. And the people who were in charge at that point were not the Giants, but the Yankees. And that the when they said, we will not be outbid, that was a bit of naivete that the fans bought, because you're not in control of other people's bids. And because the Yankees had the last bid, they're the ones who had the last say. So I get why they, you know, Giants say, well, you have to win one of these. Well, when the game's not in your favor, you know, winning and losing is in control of other people.
Right.
And
this was always an away game for the Giants.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, maybe they could have said, okay, well, let's just give them 400 and see if that works. But if the Yankees say, okay, we'll give you 400, even though we don't want to, the Giants still lose. It's unless they are the team that gets the last bid, they're not in control of the process.
And I think that that is just another element of fan frustration. Why do you need the last bid? Why don't you come with your straight-up haymaker, godfather offer as your opening bid? And you're bidding against yourself in that moment, but in order to get it done, you kind of need to do it in some moments. Look, here's the deal. We're going to come on back and take some calls. We have not taken more than one call, and I see them starting to line up. Lucas is writing them down right now. We are going to be taking your calls coming up next, and I've got my list. Optimistic, you know, pie in the sky as it will sound to some of you, as optimistic as it might sound to some of you. a list of reasons why not signing Aaron Judge is actually not a devastating development for the San Francisco Giants. So we're going to have that for you, and we're going to continue to invite you down to the Guardsman Tree Lot today. And if you can't make it today, come on down any day between now and December 19th. The Guardsman Tree Lot at the Fort Mason Festival Pavilion is open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Everything you could possibly need for all your holiday cheer, we got it for you. And instead of spending money on a Christmas tree somewhere else, the money that you spend on our Christmas trees is turned around and used to help send Bay Area at-risk youth to summer camp, at which case scholarships are handed out and lives are changed one at a time through better education and better educational opportunities. So we do some very good with your donations to the Guardsmen, and your donation can get you a Christmas tree, a fantastic Christmas tree. We got Noble Firs. It is an indoor forest. Come on down and check it out for yourself. Damon and Ratto from the Guardsman Tree Lot here on 95.7 The Game. We are brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Damon and Ratto from the Guardsman Tree Lot at Fort Mason on 95.7 The Game.
Is it me, or did the voiceover guy try to put a little heart and soul into that one from the Guardsman Tree Lot? Yeah, we got heart and soul for you. We got everything you could possibly need for all of your holiday needs, and it all goes to a great charity. The Guardsmen here in San Francisco helping Bay Area at-risk youth. One of my favorite shows of the year. Ray doesn't like any shows pretty much throughout the year, but I have a feeling this one's growing on you, Ray, just a little. Like a fungus.
I'm a huge fan of photosynthesis.
Nice. Well, we got plenty of it. It's an indoor forest down here. Come on down for all of your holiday needs, from the biggest possible 10 to 15 foot tree that you are going to put in your ballroom, if that's the way you get down back at home, to the junior executive, not even 18 inches tall model that we have for you. If you are just in a studio apartment, we got everything you could possibly need at the Guardsman Tree Lot for your holidays. And we got everything you could possibly need from the station by visiting 957thegameshop.com today. Check out all of your merchandise needs. By the way, do you smell the smoke? They're smoking some meat down here. I can smell that. 8 years ago, we actually had the Guardsman smoker stolen. 8 years ago today, a national manhunt, well, smoker hunt, was conducted, and it was returned, believe it or not. We actually got it back. Enough guilt into the criminal world was injected for us to get it back, Ray.
Well, somebody got into your basement and found it.
It was, yeah, I wish. It's a really nice smoker, more than I could possibly need. Hello, boys. Thanks for coming to the Guardsman Tree Lot. It's good to have you here today. I told you we'd be taking calls. I got a list of why not signing Aaron Judge isn't as devastating as some people are saying it is. I know it hurts. There's no doubt about that. We will get to all of that, but let me quickly say hello to Gary and Martinez. We told you we'd come back taking your calls. Gary Martinez, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hello.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Hey, so I don't think it's not a horrible boohoo moment in my book, because, you know, there's not too many specimens that come along. I know he's still young at 30, but 6'7", 300 pounds, you know, to a long deal for a hat, dang near $500 million. You know, there's a good chance that this could turn out poorly. So, you know, I know he's in his prime. I know there's other options, but, you know, there's a good chance this guy could run into some injuries. And a body specimen that big, I don't think history's been on his side.
That's Gary,
fellas, I appreciate y'all.
Gary, you're leading me right into my list of why not spending this amount of money on Aaron Judge is not the worst thing that ever happened to the San Francisco Giants. And I'm not trying to save them a dime. I'm not. This contract, though, is 100% built to fail. 100% built to fail. And, you know, maybe that is now just the standard operating procedure and the norm for major league contracts for top-tier, high-priced free agents. But, you know, only the Yankees and Dodgers really have the financial gravitas to deal with a contract like this, built to fail in its final few years. And that's just I think Aaron Judge knows this is a ridiculous deal. Aaron Judge's agent, the Yankees know that. Everyone in the world knows that. And for a guy who is 31 years old, he does have injuries in his past, and he is big. I mean, he's a really big guy. So, they're absolutely asking for it, almost in the way that, you know, the Anaheim Angels asked for it when they extended so much money to Albert Pujols.
But you know what? Players get hurt. If you're worried about that, then don't get in the bidding for anybody ever.
Hey,
in
Mitch Haniger, right? Mitch Haniger missed most last year.
Exactly. I mean, just you can't sort of process it that way.
Right.
The truth is, every team in baseball could do this deal. The choice is, are you going to have buyer's remorse in year six? Well, year six is 6 years away. You know, you've got to strike while you've got what you've got. And the Giants' pursuit of Judge makes perfect sense to them because it does reinvigorate the market for them. It's not just a baseball deal in the same way that the Pujols deal was not just a baseball deal for the Angels. It's, you know, how do we get not just buzz, because you can't monetize buzz, but do we get a better local media deal? Do we enhance our place in the market? Because they're in competition with the Warriors, who are just right down the street from them. You know, there's a lot of things that are in play here. And the fact that they don't get Judge means they have to win on the baseball end because they couldn't win on the splash end.
Well, and you're right. I mean, you're right about that. And we have also seen in the past that just a winning product doesn't exactly draw them like, you know, flies to honey the way that it used to. They had attendance problems while they were winning 107 games, and you can also say pandemic. Indeed, you would be right. But 107 wins normally means, man, this place is packed each and every night, and it was anything but that. And I think that is a reality that the Giants ownership obviously wanted to avoid it, but they weren't willing to spend on the marquee guy that would have helped them avoid it. So this brings me to my other point. They have at least $360 million more dollars to spend during this free agency. I know it for a fact, and we all do now. And that's a lot of money to throw around at a lot of talent. And like you said, maybe you got to overpay and pretend that third-tier pitcher is more of a number two guy. Fine, do that. Do that for Chris Bassett. You should probably get that deal done because his price goes up by the hour. Carlos Rodon, I would absolutely pivot back and say, look, man, for guys, you know, with your shoulder problems throughout your career, we don't feel good about a seventh year. Nobody does. So we'll overpay you through five. We'll go above and beyond through six. I mean, really, if you think about it, the Giants should just let Farhan go platoon bonkers all over his lineup, since that's what he gets off doing as a general manager. And they should have just signed, you know, they should keep Rodon and added Verlander. Say what you want about star power and Giants lineups. I have seen the San Francisco Giants, Ray, and you have too, win three world championships inside the ballpark that no one wants to come to. Because they pitched it and they caught the ball. Pitching and defense is how you go about winning. And that should be now the pivot point of the rest of this free agency. Carlos Correa, Xander Bogaerts, Dansby Swanson. You want to go ahead and do that? Do that. Who did you... the Japanese position player just signed.
Tanaka.
$90 million
to the Red Sox plus a $15 million finder's fee to the Oryx Buffalo. So
Masataka Yoshida?
Yeah.
The guy's an on-base machine. That was going to be one of the lists of names that I had for the Giants to maybe go after. So Brandon Nimmo.
Nimmo. I screwed
Nimmo
up the Japanese name. You screwed up the American.
Fair enough, but I've screwed it up 2 days in a row now.
Well done to you.
Thank you. There's a lot of money to spend on a team that needs more than just a power hitter. So go out and do that now, Farhan. I will just say this, too. it's not quite as embarrassing as the most self-loathing Giant fan feels about this. It's the Yankees. Those pinstripes are powerful. Those pinstripes are powerful, and once you become not just a Yankees player, but a in-the-moment Yankees icon, because you're the only homegrown offered player who just happened to set the American League record for single-season home runs, it's the Yankees. It's the Yankees. I mean, like, look, you don't want to hear it, but you're lying to yourself if you actually think the San Francisco Giants sit on the same level of major league importance as the New York Yankees. You're out of your mind if you think that. The Dodgers don't even think that. Nobody thinks that, because thinking that would be crazy. It's the Yankees.
It's the Yankees for a guy who's already a Yankee.
Right.
I mean, but here would be my point. The Giants have to play in that market. Because if you just say, he's going to go to the Yankees anyway, let's not bother. That's the message where the fans go, okay, so you actually don't care.
But they did bother.
And they did bother. And they're supposed to bother. The truth is, yeah, well, are there better ways to spend $360 million? Yeah, probably. But the Giants have to free up that money, first of all, so that other players see, hey, they're available. I mean, maybe that's the long-term play, which is the Giants are willing to throw money like that around. Now, maybe the 360 was only for Judge, and maybe their budget shrinks when it's not Judge. But you can still get Dansby Swanson and two pitchers. That's probably going to help more than just Judge in a pure baseball sense.
Absolutely. I agree. But, the whole, well, they haven't done anything. They haven't done anything is not the way to describe what's happened so far. Mitch Haniger, sexy. Do you have a Mitch Haniger jersey? No, you don't. Are you going to go out and run out and get one before you see what he does for this team? No, you're not. But he's a real major leaguer. He's not a false major leaguer. He's the kind of major leaguer that any team in baseball would be happy to give 550 at-bats to if he's healthy enough to do that.
The only problem with that is if Haniger's all they get.
Right.
He's not alone. Haniger has to be the first of about three or four signings.
Right.
And if they don't do that, then Giants fans can feel like we got taken for a walk. Because Mitch Haniger alone doesn't turn this team around. It doesn't make it a more dynamic offense. He's got to be the first in a series. And that's where the details are. If I'm the Giants, I'm looking at Carlos Rodon and say, you want seven? Fine, seven. We'll worry about the back end of your contract when the back end of your contract comes. I mean, they've eaten bad contracts before. And they've bid against themselves before with Barry Zito. And people laughed at him for that. But they weren't laughing when Zito came up with, you know, those big starts in the postseason. That alone made that worth the money. But if you have to give a guy two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Now back to Damon and Ratto from the Guardsman Tree Lot at Fort Mason on 95.7 The Game.
Is it me, or did the voiceover guy try to put a little heart and soul into that one from the Guardsman Tree Lot? Yeah, we got heart and soul for you. We got everything you could possibly need for all of your holiday needs, and it all goes to a great charity. The Guardsmen here in San Francisco helping Bay Area at-risk youth. One of my favorite shows of the year. Ray doesn't like any shows pretty much throughout the year, but I have a feeling this one's growing on you, Ray, just a little. Like a fungus.
I'm a huge fan of photosynthesis.
Nice. Well, we got plenty of it. It's an indoor forest down here. Come on down for all of your holiday needs, from the biggest possible 10 to 15 foot tree that you are going to put in your ballroom, if that's the way you get down back at home, to the junior executive, not even 18 inches tall model that we have for you. If you are just in a studio apartment, we got everything you could possibly need at the Guardsman Tree Lot for your holidays. And we got everything you could possibly need from the station by visiting 957thegameshop.com today. Check out all of your merchandise needs. By the way, do you smell the smoke? They're smoking some meat down here. I can smell that. 8 years ago, we actually had the Guardsman smoker stolen. 8 years ago today, a national manhunt, well, smoker hunt, was conducted, and it was returned, believe it or not. We actually got it back. Enough guilt into the criminal world was injected for us to get it back, Ray.
Well, somebody got into your basement and found it.
It was, yeah, I wish. It's a really nice smoker, more than I could possibly need. Hello, boys. Thanks for coming to the Guardsman Tree Lot. It's good to have you here today. I told you we'd be taking calls. I got a list of why not signing Aaron Judge isn't as devastating as some people are saying it is. I know it hurts. There's no doubt about that. We will get to all of that, but let me quickly say hello to Gary and Martinez. We told you we'd come back taking your calls. Gary Martinez, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hello.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Hey, so I don't think it's not a horrible boohoo moment in my book because, you know, there's not too many specimens that come along. I know he's still young at 30, but 6'7", 300 pounds, you know, to a long deal for a hat, dang near half $1 billion. You know, there's a good chance that this could turn out poorly. So, you know he's in his prime. I know there's other options, but, you know, there's a good chance that this guy could run into some injuries. And a body specimen that big, I don't think history's been on his side.
That's Gary.
Fellas, I appreciate y'all.
Gary, you're leading me right into my list of why not spending this amount of money on Aaron Judge is not the worst thing that ever happened to the San Francisco Giants. And I'm not trying to save them a dime. I'm not. This contract, though, is 100% built to fail. 100% built to fail. And, you know, maybe that is now just the standard operating procedure and the norm for major league contracts for top-tier, high-priced free agents. But, you know, only the Yankees and Dodgers really have the financial gravitas to deal with a contract like this, built to fail in its final few years. And that's just, I think Aaron Judge knows this is
a ridiculous deal. Aaron Judge's agent, the Yankees know that. Everyone in the world knows that. And for a guy who is 31 years old, he does have injuries in his past, and he is big. I mean, he's a really big guy. So, they're absolutely asking for it, almost in the way that, you know, the Anaheim Angels asked for it when they extended so much money to Albert Pujols.
But you know what? Players get hurt. If you're worried about that, then don't get in the bidding for anybody ever.
Hey,
in
Mitch Haniger, right? Mitch Haniger missed most of last year.
Exactly. I mean, just you can't sort of process it that way.
Right.
The truth is, every team in baseball could do this deal. The choice is, are you going to have buyer's remorse in year six? Well, year six is 6 years away. You know, you've got to strike while you've got what you've got. And the Giants' pursuit of Judge makes perfect sense to them because it does reinvigorate the market for them. It's not just a baseball deal in the same way that the Pujols deal was not just a baseball deal for the Angels. It's, you know, how do we get not just buzz, because you can't monetize buzz, but do we get a better local media deal? Do we enhance our place in the market? Because they're in competition with the Warriors, who are just right down the street from them. You know, there's a lot of things that are in play here. And the fact that they don't get Judge means they have to win on the baseball end because they couldn't win on the splash end.
Well, and you're right. I mean, you're right about that. And we have also seen in the past that just a winning product doesn't exactly draw them like, you know, flies to honey the way that it used to. They had attendance problems while they were winning 107 games. And you can also say pandemic. Indeed, you would be right. But 107 wins normally means, man, this place is packed each and every night. And it was anything but that. And I think that that is a reality that the Giants ownership obviously wanted to avoid it, but they weren't willing to spend on the marquee guy that would have helped them avoid it. So this brings me to my other point. They have at least $360 million more dollars to spend during this free agency. I know it for a fact, and we all do now. And that's a lot of money to throw around at a lot of talent. And like you said, maybe you got to overpay and pretend that that third-tier pitcher is more of a number two guy. Fine, do that. Do that for Chris Bassett. You should probably get that deal done because his price goes up by the hour. Carlos Rodon, I would absolutely pivot back and say, look, man, for guys, you know, with your shoulder problems throughout your career, we don't feel good about a seventh year. Nobody does. So we'll overpay you through five. We'll go above and beyond through six. I mean, really, if you think about it, the Giants should just let Farhan go platoon bonkers all over his lineup, since that's what he gets off doing as a general manager. And they should have just signed, you know, they should keep Rodon and added Verlander. I say what you want about star power and Giants lineups. I have seen the San Francisco Giants, Ray, and you have too, win three world championships inside the ballpark that no one wants to come to. Because they pitched it and they caught the ball. Pitching and defense is how you go about winning. And that should be now the pivot point of the rest of this free agency. Carlos Correa, Xander Bogaerts, Dansby Swanson. You want to go ahead and do that? Do that. Who did you, the Japanese position player just signed.
Tanaka.
$90 million
to the Red Sox plus a $15 million finder's fee to the Oryx Buffalo. So
Masataka Yoshida?
Yeah.
The guy's an on-base machine. That was going to be one of the lists of names that I had for the Giants to maybe go after. So Brandon Nimmo.
Nimmo.
I screwed
up the Japanese name. You screwed up the American.
Fair, but I screwed it up 2 days in a row now.
Well done to you.
Thank you. There's a lot of money to spend on a team that needs more than just a power hitter. So go out and do that now, Farhan. I will just say this, too. It's not quite as embarrassing as the most self-loathing Giant fan feels about this. It's the Yankees. Those pinstripes are powerful. Those pinstripes are powerful, and once you become not just a Yankees player, but a in-the-moment Yankees icon, because you're the only homegrown offered player who just happened to set the American League record for single-season home runs, it's the Yankees. It's the Yankees. I mean, like, look, you don't want to hear it, but you're lying to yourself if you actually think the San Francisco Giants sit on the same level of major league importance as the New York Yankees. You're out of your mind if you think that. The Dodgers don't even think that. Nobody thinks that, because thinking that would be crazy. It's the Yankees.
It's the Yankees for a guy who's already a Yankee.
Right.
I mean, but here would be my point. The Giants have to play in that market. Because if you just say, he's going to go to the Yankees anyway, let's not bother. That's the message where the fans go, okay, so you actually don't care.
But they did bother.
And they did bother. And they're supposed to bother. The truth is, yeah, well, are there better ways to spend $360 million? Yeah, probably. But the Giants have to free up that money, first of all, so that other players see, hey, they're available. I mean, maybe that's the long-term play, which is the Giants are willing to throw money like that around. Now, maybe the 360 was only for Judge, and maybe their budget shrinks when it's not Judge. But you can still get Dansby Swanson and two pitchers. That's probably going to help more than just Judge in a pure baseball sense.
Absolutely. I agree. The whole, well, they haven't done anything. They haven't done anything is not the way to describe what's happened so far. Mitch Haniger, sexy. Do you have a Mitch Haniger jersey? No, you don't. Are you going to go out and run out and get one before you see what he does for this team? No, you're not. But he's a real major leaguer. He's not a false major leaguer. He's the kind of major leaguer that any team in baseball would be happy to give 550 at-bats to if he's healthy enough to do that.
The only problem with that is if Haniger's all they get.
Right.
Haniger has to be the first of about three or four signings.
Right.
And if they don't do that, then Giants fans can feel like we got taken for a walk. Because Mitch Haniger alone doesn't turn this team around. It doesn't make it a more dynamic offense. He's got to be the first in a series. And that's where the details are. If I'm the Giants, I'm looking at Carlos Rodon and say, you want seven? Fine, seven. We'll worry about the back end of your contract when the back end of your contract comes. I mean, they've eaten bad contracts before. And they've bid against themselves before with Barry Zito. And people laughed at him for that. But they weren't laughing when Zito came up with, you know, those big starts in the postseason. That alone made that worth the money. But if you have to give a guy too much term, and that's the nature of the beast now. You know, if you need a guy bad enough, you'll take his bad years as well as his good ones. You don't get that choice anymore when a guy's a free agent.
And I also think that that's another reason why the Yankees, you know, did what they did, because a little back pay for Aaron Judge makes sense to them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's done a lot for them. So here's the final element of why signing him isn't so bad. And Ray, this is hands down going to be your favorite. We won't have to deal with like 5,000 people wearing powdered wigs and Judge robes at the ballpark each and every night. Like that would have been cute to begin with, even though it's unoriginal because they do it in New York. That was the NBC Sports Bay Area was going to camera screw us to death with those cutaways. I feel better off without them.
Oh, they're going to find reasons to do that with Haniger too. They found ways to do that with Melky Cabrera.
But NBC, that was fake.
Of course it was.
Melkman was fake.
But the truth is, NBC is going to do that anyway. And even if all they end up getting is Brandon Nimmo, they'll find a way to do that too. Like a little
Nimmo
costume.
Finding Nimmo. Exactly. Yeah, it'll happen.
So yeah, the NBC thing, I mean, that's a sunk cost. They're gonna gimmick it up because they've always done that.
By the way, speaking of up. We have reached the top of the hour. Welcome, everyone, to your 4 o'clock hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.